Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's get this thing rolling. Aaron Rodgers, and we talked about it yesterday. Hub Arkush, yep. The longtime reporter out of Chicago, who came out and said he was not going. He's one of the 50 NFL voters for the MVP award. And he came out yesterday and said he would not vote for Aaron Rodgers because he's a bad guy. He said he's the biggest jerk in the NFL, and he don't think a bad guy should have the MVP award. Well, as you might imagine, Aaron Rodgers was asked about it today, and he responded, as did his coach, Matt LaFleur. But here's Aaron Rodgers on Hub Arkush.
I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum. He doesn't know me. I don't know who he is. No one knew who he was probably until yesterday's comments. But, I mean, I listened to the comments, but to say he had his mind made up in the summertime, in the offseason, that, you know, I had zero chance of winning MVP, in my opinion, should exclude, you know, future votes. You know, his problem isn't with me being a bad guy or the biggest jerk in the league, because he doesn't know me. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know anything about me. I mean, I've never met him. I've never had lunch with him. I've never had an interview with him. His problem is I'm not vaccinated. You know, so if he wants to go on a crusade and collude and come up with an extra letter to put on the award just for this season and make it the most valuable vaccinated player, then he should do that. But he's a bum, and I'm not going to waste any time worrying about that stuff. He has no idea who I am. He's never talked to me in his life. But it's unfortunate that those sentiments, it's surprising that he would even say that, to be honest. But yeah, I knew this was possible. Talked about it on McAfee weeks ago. But crazy.
Bravo to Aaron Rodgers, just from the standpoint that he did deal with it, Chris. He didn't act like was the elephant in the room for a guy to come out and make such a statement like that. I think it's worth calling a guy out who's supposedly a journalist and a sports writer. But Hub Arkish, I got news for you. If the Associated Press, who gave you one of 50 votes for the NFL MVP, had any backbone, any in journalistic integrity, they would pull your vote. Because when someone says that they've already made up their mind on somebody, regardless of what takes place on the field for the season, you don't deserve a vote. That's not what it is. And what Herb Arkish just did was he sullied the National Football League MVP. He made it about him. He made it so now it's compromised and people are going to say, well, can we really take the vote? We just heard a sports writer say he ain't voting for him before he even played a game this year. I mean, it is as bad as it gets. He did a disservice to the National Football League, to the MVP award, to the Associated Press. Chris, I've been doing this for 36 years. I never remember a reporter coming out saying the stuff he said publicly. If you want to make a case for somebody else, I'm not saying Herb Arkish has to vote for Aaron Rodgers. He can make a case for Tom Brady or for somebody else, and that's fine. But to do what he did is shameful and it lacks integrity. The Associated Press, pull his vote. He went against all the bylaws and the rules of having it. A, you don't discuss it, Chris. That's what they tell you when they give it to you. You're a voter, Chris. I'm a voter. We vote for big-time awards. What he did was wrong. I don't care if it was Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Justin Herbert. I don't care who his venom would have been about. It's wrong, and I was glad to see Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur stand up and say, it ain't right. It ain't about. It's about the process and about integrity. Do not damage the NFL MVP award. It's not yours to play with. And if you're not going to follow the bylaws and vote for the player you believe deserves the MVP, you shouldn't have the vote. And I've told Chris this a million times, and I'll say it one more time. It ain't about us. It ain't about being personal. Don't tell me baseball writers make it personal. Whenever I hear Curt Schilling or somebody say, they don't vote for me because I'm Republican. Stop it. Barry Bonds was a bad guy to the writers. He made our lives miserable covering him. Chris, he didn't want to know part of us. And guess what? We voted him MVP 7 times. Would that sound personal? If we had a personal vendetta against Barry Bonds, he wouldn't have one MVP, let alone 7. Come on now. AP, do what's right. He should be stripped and give it to another football writer who is going to carry out the integrity of the vote.
Well, Hub Arkish came out today, Rob, and said, I made a big mistake last night. And
really?
This is his quote, and it doesn't really have much to do with Aaron Rodgers. Being one of the 50 selectors in the AP poll is a real honor and a privilege. The only thing that, I'm not going to read this whole thing, but he talks about how, like you said, he shouldn't have talked about it, okay? And look, for him to say that he made up his mind before the season?
Chris, that disqualifies you.
Yeah, you can't do that. I'm sorry. And Rob, you and I talked a lot about James Harden last year. Remember, we thought he was playing on an MVP level. And there were a lot of people that weren't going to vote for him because of the way he left Houston. And while I may not have agreed with that, that is different than this. Because James Harden, even though it was only three games or four games, whatever it was, he did hurt the team that he was on the court. Like, he did go out there for three games, four games, whatever it was, with the Rockets, and lollygag. I mean, he played okay. You know, he put up decent numbers, but he didn't play to his utmost ability. So if someone held that against him, then okay, that's on the field, on the court. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This, come on. I mean, you cannot be that subjective. Where just because you don't like a guy because he made a trade demand, that's what he did. He made a trade demand. And then he shows up for the team, and you say you think he hurt the team with his shenanigans. How?
They got the best record in the league.
They the number one seed throughout the playoffs. He's the probable MVP. Right? His teammates are talking glowingly of him. Like, what? Where's the evidence? I mean, it's like Hub only watched the first game.
Right.
Is that it? Did you only watch the Saints game and then the rest of the season you didn't pay attention to? So it's off. And like I said, look, Rob, if a guy was a drug dealer in the league, if a guy shot somebody, if a guy was beating up women, you know, point shaving, something like that, that's one thing. But what you just don't like his personality.
Right, which is fine.
You don't like the fact that maybe he's arrogant. That's not a crime, and it shouldn't stop you from being considered for this award. And so that you just, come on, man. I mean, I don't like calling for, you know, a media guy to lose his vote, to get his vote, whatever the case may be. But why what he said, Rob, he basically said he's not taking the responsibility that you should, you know, with this vote, that you're not treating it with the respect that it should be treated with, right?
That's my issue. 50 votes? There's 330 million people in this country, Chris, and only 50 people vote for the NFL MVP. It's a prestigious honor. It is. And he's not taking it seriously, and he's going to put it where people will question now the integrity of the award, right? Because now if this is one guy, that's what's so bad about it, and that's why
Rodgers doesn't win it, well, it's going to, like, and like you said, I can make it. I think Rodgers is the front runner.
But I can make a case for Brady or Jonathan Taylor,
whoever. But now, Rob, if and I think he probably will win it, but if he doesn't, this is why people are going to think it's because of this.
Yep, and they're not going to think it's because somebody else played better. Yep.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob G, explain this story about the Chargers and the Raiders play a winner-take-all game to make the playoffs on Sunday. Come and explain what this situation is, and then we're going to tee off on you like you're a golf ball.
That's right.
Well, you're right there. Yes, the Chargers and Raiders play Sunday Night Football, game of the weekend. Whoever wins guaranteed a shot in the playoffs.
Are we going to get big? We can get big numbers for that game Sunday night, right? Big numbers.
We should. It's a playoff game.
Oh, that's a big game. It is a playoff game.
That's a playoff game.
And you got a hot young quarterback and a good veteran quarterback.
No, that's going to be a good game. Okay, go ahead.
That is unless the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. They play in the morning game.
Long shot.
The 1 p.m. Eastern. You know, the Jags are tanking, but let's say something happens.
Tanking? They're just bad.
I don't think they're trying to lose. I don't think they're
giving 110%. Right. Believe you me.
Well, anyways, if the Jags pull off the upset, okay, the Chargers and Raiders could end in a tie. They wouldn't have to play each other at all. They could just say, we're not going to play. It's a forced tie between the two of us.
Wait, you're saying they wouldn't even have to play. So what would they tell the league? We both don't want to play?
Yep. And then both teams would make the playoffs.
No, they can't. First of all, NBC paid a gazillion dollars for that game.
Sorry, Collinsworth.
Let's take it even further. Because they could theoretically go out there and say, let's just make sure we tie.
Yep. Or they could say, hey, we're just going to knee anytime we get inside the 5-yard line or whatever so nobody scores.
Right.
They could do
that. Okay, but here's the kicker. Well, let me say this, because Rob, we were talking about integrity in the first.
Let me tell you what I would do, Chris. If I was running the Chargers or the Raiders in that situation, I would 1,000% take the tie.
Oh, God.
And here's why. Let's say, hypothetically, your quarterback is like Lamar Jackson. He's only practiced once in like 6 weeks because it's an ankle injury. And I can guarantee myself a shot in the playoffs without having to risk him one more time in this play-in game. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I don't need to put my guys in danger of getting hurt if I know all we got to do is say, nah, we're good, and we still get our shot in the dance anyways.
If you call me, if you're the coach for the opposing team and you call me and say, Chris, let's just tie. Let's just not play and we both get into the playoffs. You know what I'm doing? I'm laughing at you. I'm laughing in your face. And then I'm losing all respect for you. Every little strand of respect I may have ever had for you, it's gone. You play to compete. It's about competition, Rob G. This ain't about gifts. This isn't about gentlemen's bets. This is about competition. No, get out of my face with that. And then I'm telling my team, they're soft. Guerra's team is soft. He's soft and his team is soft. They're afraid of you. They don't want to play. So go out there, smack them in the mouth, and they will quit. They will quiver. They will shiver. They will quit.
And you know what
it's
I would
football.
Do?
It's football. Tackle football, Rob Guerra. You must be crazy.
I would tell you, Rob G, yeah, okay, we'll do that. We'll kneel down and score every single time. I dare you to go ahead with that. Where's your morals,
Rob,
and your scruples?
I'm shocked at you. I am.
Don't you want to? If I'm the Raiders, I want to win and keep the Chargers out of the playoffs. Screw the Chargers.
Not to mention their rivals, right?
Screw the Chargers.
They're freaking division rivals.
Why are you helping them?
Because I don't care about the Chargers. I want my team to win a Super Bowl.
Well, then beat them. How about that? How about
Chris,
you strap up your chin
you
strap? You put on your jock strap. You put on your pants.
He put
and
it
you
on
beat
backwards.
Them.
Put them on backwards. Chris, how come you didn't say that when, what was it, last year, we had all these teams in the Western Conference losing games on purpose to avoid being on the Lakers' side of the playoff bracket? There was no. Where's the competition? Where's
that?
You go over there and play
remember.
These guys.
Was there an agreement somewhere? Were there phone calls being made, written agreements?
Chris.
That we're not going to try to win?
You don't
remember
how much vitriol the Clippers took when they tanked the last two games only to lose in the bubble.
You said it. They took vitriol.
Yeah, but did you send it at them?
People didn't clap. People didn't applaud. Of course I did.
No, you did not.
And here's the thing, though. That is different, too.
That's different, okay.
No, am I wrong?
It's competition.
That's a little different,
it's
though.
It's strategic,
I'm
right?
I'm not supporting that.
Is it strategic?
But that is different than let's both not even compete.
To not compete, Rob G.
Right, come on, man.
And you want them to throw the towel in on the Sunday night game and just call the league up and say, we're not playing. We'll both take a loss or whatever, or no
both
contest.
They forfeit, so I guess it'd be a tie.
So that'd be a tie, right?
And they
both
get a forfeit. Here's the other thing, Rob, because your scenario was if my quarterback is hurt like Lamar Jackson, And you come to me now, I'm like, I'm really going to destroy you now because your quarterback's out. Or he's hampered. Rob G, I can't believe you just went on national radio.
What if you let them in the playoffs, right? You're the Raiders, and you let the Chargers in. And then you meet them at some point, and they beat you.
Well, at least when we play them, it'd be in the playoffs.
You all right with that then, right?
Yeah.
No. That's just sad. I hope you're not indicative of most Raiders. I really do.
I just want to get to the playoffs, man. My team hasn't been there in a minute.
So can they win the game? Win the game Sunday.
Of course they can. It's the Chargers.
That's a novel idea. Go out and compete.
And actually
win. 877. And you are Ray Rob of all the teams. Of all the teams.
They want a handout.
John Madden just passed. He was one of they had one of the toughest teams of all time under John Madden.
Rob G.
The Raiders were known for their anger and their feistiness.
Rob G.
And here you are today. Saying, I don't want to compete. Let's just get in the playoffs.
Chris, you know what? Rob G and Raider fans, they want NFL welfare. He wants government cheese with an L so that they can make the playoffs. Is that what you want?
It's because guys like Rob Parker make so much money that it's trickling down to the rest of us.
Rob is rolling in the dough.
No, all right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk on the iCouple here on Fox Sports Radio.
Yes,
a segment where we discuss something happening outside of the world of sports. Now, we could talk about Rob's Instagram and the new J's he gifted himself for his birthday.
Yeah. Oh, you got yourself some new J's? What kind?
Got the new black and red patent leather, the ones, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Side note, Rob, doesn't it make you upset that, you know, we all work together every day? We spend more time with each other than our families, but Chris doesn't follow any of us on social media.
No, I do follow y'all.
No, he don't care.
I follow you. I just don't look at my social media.
That's just
I'm what you call a grown-up.
I want you emotionally invested in all of our lives.
Some 22-year-olds are tweeting all day.
I need you to see when Rob gets new shoes, you need to be on there hitting that like button.
Yeah, I know. How can I miss Rob's picture of some new Jordans? Wow.
Well, anyways, today's topic comes to us straight from the Vatican. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Pope said, in no uncertain terms, couples who choose to have pets rather than procreate and make children are selfish.
Habemus papam.
Chris, you have two beautiful daughters with your wife. We'll let you weigh in on this one first. Is it selfish of a couple?
And you grew up Catholic,
yes,
didn't you, Chris?
To rather have pets than kids.
I would not call it selfish. Look, I don't think every couple has to have children. Now, we are told by the Lord to be fruitful and multiply. I do think a part of marriage, again, not that you have to, but a part of the reason for marriage is to have kids and raise them in the context of a family. That's how we keep the human race going. So obviously, if everybody had that mentality, let me just get a dog, a fish, a goldfish or whatever, we'd be in trouble. But I wouldn't go as far as to say it's selfish there.
Chris, so, what'd you say? Multiply, because I ran into one of my old high school teachers.
Right.
And she said that, I was one of her favorite students. And now that we're adults now, she wanted to teach me how to divide and multiply. But that was another story. Everything's not funny.
And first of all, I was going to ask, is that true? But I'm sure it's not. All right. Because she'd be one of the, you might have, did you, where'd you see her? The Golden Girls Cruise?
The Golden Girls Cruise, right.
All right. What are your thoughts?
Well, some people can't have kids. And some people don't need kids. Let's just be honest. There are people who have kids who don't want them. That's probably the worst thing of all. So I think kids should be born into people who want to have kids and devote their life to their children until they, you know, can go on their own. And unfortunately, that's something I did want to have a kid.
Now, you were married 5 years, Rob?
Yes, we were together for seven, married five.
That's a long time. I mean, usually, like, we waited, I think, about roughly 2 years before we were ready to have kids.
A couple years before we started trying.
Okay.
So I think I told you, we lost the kid. So we lost the kid.
Okay.
So after that, the marriage didn't kind of go to my way. So I just figured I didn't want to be in a marriage where I might have to walk out on my family. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that kind of curtailed.
That does make it tougher. Divorce is tough either way. But without kids,
you know what I mean?
You can never really make a clean break.
I would still be married, I think, if I would.
Really?
I do.
No, I understand that.
I would.
People, you know, that stay together for the kids.
Right.
Yeah,
I probably
I get it.
Rob
get
G,
it.
You're Catholic. What do you think?
What do you mean
you
I'm Catholic?
Catholic?
No,
G?
I ain't
are you Catholic.
Catholic?
You're
I mean,
not Catholic.
He thought because you were Mexican.
Yeah,
that
that's
you were
racist.
Catholic. He really
Wait,
did.
What? Racist drop. Let me call
racist.
You.
What
call
is
you
that
in.
Race? What is your religion?
How
Rob
are you
G?
Not Catholic?
I don't. I'm not really a man of faith. You know that.
Okay.
But you grew up.
Yes, I grew up Catholic.
Your family.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
So
you grew up Catholic. Don't make it like
you're dissing your family heritage.
If you're Hispanic and you're not Catholic, there's something
wrong. Oh, no. I do know all the prayers. Yes, I still say them at every Thanksgiving.
Did you go to Catholic schools, Rob G?
No, I couldn't afford it.
Okay. All right. What do you think? Go ahead, Rob.
I know that's something Chris can't relate to, but it's the rest of us.
No, I went. Look, I did go to Catholic schools.
Told you.
Second grade through high school.
And did your kids all go to private school too?
Yep, they did.
Yeah. Not Catholic, but they went to private school.
See what I'm saying?
Why you hate
us commoners? Me, Rob Parker, and Alex went to public school.
Because we went to PS.
Rob's not talking.
Yes.
Rob with his Louis Vuitton. I don't have Louis Vuitton seats in my car. I
go ahead, Rob G.
And I don't have the new patent leather Jordans.
Rob G, I want to hear
I agree
take.
With you guys.
Because my other 79 sneakers weren't patent leather Jordans.
No, I agree with you guys. And I'll say, to me, the most selfish thing anybody could do is to bring a child into this world when they're not really ready. For it.
Yeah.
Because you're doing it, you know, because to keep the person involved in your relationship. Like Rob said, this is going to help.
But
this is going to fix my marriage.
How many people do that?
A lot of people to try to save their marriage.
Yes.
Like they think if we have a bond, it's going to be harder to break up.
And to me, that's more selfish than anything.
I do. I agree.
Alex,
where are you on kids?
You know what, guys? This brings up even better conversation. How many people nowadays are truly in love? That's a great one, too, because I think there's so many added factors and things that build up. Having a children or having kids, I think it is one of those things, guys. I think people do have them just to have them or to have them just to fix a problem.
Alex, I don't think our society is pro-family anymore.
Not at all, CB.
I really don't. It's not like
this could be a Shallow Oceans podcast.
Society works against your marriage now. When I was coming up, society kind of supported your marriage. Now it works against it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.